Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue to take a good, strong look at our battle against sin. Our battle against sin in this season of Lent. You might be tempted, oh no, I do not want to talk about sin anymore. I don't want to think about sin. It's such a buzzkill. No, we want to look at it squarely in the eye. And what does the Word of God teach us about sin? How does the Lord come to deal with the sin problem in us? And in particular, I want to talk about the seriousness of sin. Just three simple things. The seriousness of sin, the magnitude of God's mercy, and being able to receive that mercy, you might say, and rejecting accusation and condemnation and scrupulosity. Being able to really seriously engage this battle without just getting more discouraged. We're just going to pray for that grace. I want to begin actually today with prayer around this subject. Father in heaven, you are the Father of all mercies. Jesus came to reveal to us that mercy. And in our baptism and in the sacraments and the life of the church, you pour out that mercy. You are rich in mercy. Father in heaven, I ask you in Jesus' name today to help us. Help us see the reality of sin. Help us grasp and welcome and live in your mercy that triumphs over it all. Lord, as we listen to your word today, as we speak it, as we engage it, your word says it's living and active and that it's sharper than any two-edged sword and can cut right to the heart. And deep down in the heart, deep down in our emotions, deep down in our psyche, Lord, is where this battle with scrupulosity is and accusation, such a weight that so many carry. And many of us have experienced that in different ways, even the saints. Lord, I ask for healing as we lift up your light, your truth. We shine your light. We lift up the truth of what you want us to know. And Holy Spirit, please move among us today and renew our minds, strengthen us, and set us free from accusation, the accusations of the devil. In Jesus' name, amen. Just want to read through some basic Bible verses today that beginning with the seriousness of sin. Sin's not trivial. As we know, it wounds communion, it darkens the heart, it leads ultimately to death and eternal separation from God. So it's as big a deal as there is. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sin pays wages, and death is its fruit. This is the biggest thing on the planet that human beings are struggling with, even though many may not even consider it. Isaiah 59, verse 2, your iniquities have made a separation between you and God. So sin fractures relationship. James 1, 14, 15, then desire, when it is has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Sin grows if it's not confronted. It just keeps growing. And that means deeper enslavement. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. There are consequences to sin. I think when I was young, I didn't pay attention to the consequences very much in my teen years and somewhat in my college years. But I mean, the transformation began to happen and conversion in my own life. But I think it's one of the geniuses of the devil to try to get us to not think of the consequences, but to be preoccupied in the moment for the thing that we desire and that we're going to pursue. Hebrews 3:13, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Sin deceives and sin hardens the heart. The magnitude of God's mercy. Now the greater word, mercy is stronger than sin. Mercy triumphs. 2 Samuel 12:13, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. David, as we said yesterday, was forgiven from very, very big sins. Psalm 51:17, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise, you will not spurn. God is drawn to repentance. He loves it. Our response, one of the reasons is he loves us, obviously, so deeply. He hates sin. But boy, does he love Jesus, his son. His eternally begotten son who won that victory. And every time somebody repents, he rejoices in the victory of his son. That's what I think anyway. Psalm 103, verse 10 through 12. He does not deal with us according to our sins. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Let that sink in. No partial removal, but total distance. It's not partially removed. He gets rid of it. Isaiah 1:18, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. So the Lord's after a radical cleansing and purifying. Again, to make us just like Jesus. Isaiah 43:25, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. He forgets them. God chooses not to remember him. He hits the delete button. The problem is we don't, and the devil doesn't either. And so we need to follow in the footsteps of the Lord when we've received absolution. We know our sins have been forgiven. We have to hit that delete button as soon as we leave the confessional. Micah 7:18 through 19. Who is a God like thee, pardoning iniquity? He will cast all your sins into the depths of the sea. The sins are not placed on a shelf like a library, but they're thrown into the ocean. It's really worth thinking about these passages if we're battling with scrupulosity. I remember one priest was preaching on this Micah passage, you know, and your sins have been thrown into the sea. And if you missed it, there's a big sign on the shore that says, no fishing. Don't fish them out. Let them go. Luke 15:20. While he was yet at a distance, his father saw him and had compassion. That's the great story of the prodigal son. The prodigal father, the father runs to him. That's an image. If you've been to confession and you come out and the next day you're beginning prayer and all of a sudden the scrupulosity emerges. Turn to channel. First again, hit delete again, turn to channel and imagine God the Father running to you at that moment. That's the heart of the Father. That's the mercy of the Father. John 8:11, neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again. Mercy without denial of seriousness. Right? That's what Jesus is showing there. He's very serious about sin, but his mercy is great, and he loves to forgive. Romans 5:20, where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. Grace is greater. That's a real question for us who maybe are battling with scrupulosity. What's the truth for you? Which is greater, sin and its power, or Christ, his victory and his mercy? And the love of God. Choose. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgiveness is part of his justice because of Christ. Receiving the gift without living with a sense of rejection and accusation. That's really the thing that's most on my heart today. This is the crucial spiritual battleground for so many. Forgiveness must be received and lived. That's the Lord's desire for us. John 3:17, God sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Jesus did not come to rehearse your failures. John 5:24, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and he and she have passed from death to life. That is past tense, past. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation means what? It means no condemnation from anybody, even from ourselves. Romans 8, 33, 34. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Case closed. That's the truth. That's the word of God. That's God's promise for you. You're not an exception to that. Although the devil wants to convince you, you are the exception. And for whatever wounds may be there, it may make us vulnerable to believing the lie. I've certainly experienced that in my life at different times. And I know many other people who have. And we need to come into agreement with who God knows us to be, come into awareness and fully accept the truth of what Christ has actually done for us, and take that gift. It's like getting a Christmas gift and never opening it and just keeping it in your closet. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 19. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. God's not counting. The devil's constantly counting. Let's give up the counting. Holy Spirit, help us. Holy Spirit, heal the wounds today. Holy Spirit, come and take the weight off the shoulders of any who are listening today who are under the weight of condemnation, rejection, accusation. Friends, why don't we just right now, wherever you are, let's renounce those things and say with me or say after me, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the lies of accusation and all demonic strategies set against me. I renounce it all in the name of Jesus and in his precious blood and the grace of my baptism and life that I've been given and the sacrament of reconciliation. In the name of Jesus, we renounce condemnation, self-condemnation, through his precious blood, through the authority of his name, through the grace of our baptism, through the power of the sacraments. We lay hold of this truth and we walk in it. Come, Holy Spirit. Revelation 12:10, the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. The devil's strategy is accusation, Christ's work is justification, to set us free, to give us new life. Philippians 3:13, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on. Holy forgetting is biblical. To forget, there's no virtue in keeping hanging on to it and reviewing it again and again. So just think of these things. Simple summary. Sin is deadly serious. Yes. God's mercy is greater than sin. Yes. Christ has paid the price. Yes. Forgiveness must be received. Yes. The enemy accuses, but the Spirit assures us. And faith means trusting the verdict of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the truth. That's your inheritance. Brothers and sisters, let's lay hold of it, claim it, walk in it freely. It is a gift and not something we earn, but something we receive for God's glory. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.